In the near future, it could take longer to get a building on the State Register of Historic Places. People who need information from the Wisconsin Historical Society's archives or library may have to wait longer for that, too. The governor's proposed budget would cut the group's funding by $1.5 million over the next 2 years. Up to 16 jobs would be cut. The state funds 60% of the Historical Society's budget. The other 40% comes from entrance fees at sites around the state and through fundraisers. But fundraisers and volunteers won't be able to make up for the cuts, according to the Historical Society director, Bob Thomasgard. He says the society depends greatly on volunteers and donations.
Cutting into our state funding maybe jeopardizes the number of hours people are willing to volunteer. And we have a fundraising operation, which has been quite successful over the last several years. But again, people don't always like to give to operations that are in decline.
The Historical Society has taken hits in past budgets. Hours at its Madison Museum and headquarters have been cut, so have jobs. The Society's Board of Curators will meet on April 12th to consider specific cuts. Society members are also lobbying state lawmakers in the hopes the legislature will propose a smaller cut than the governor did. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.